Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Now, earlier this week, you may have heard me chatting to Fanula Dowling about UCT's winter school program. And I mentioned during that interview that a large part of the program extends into the arts and culture space, including music. And I was really particularly gratified to see that there are two talks by UCT Professor Leslie Marks on two of my favorite artists, people whose work I've always admired, but particularly whose lyrics I think are so beautiful. And I'm talking about Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. And I know from previous music segments that you admire them too. So we thought let's take the opportunity to speak to Professor Leslie Marks and find out a little bit more about what she's going to be discussing at Winter School and talk a little bit more about the sheer poetry of their music. It's a great pleasure to welcome on the line Professor Leslie Marks, who is from UCT. She is an Associate Professor of Film Studies there, has taught English and film at UCT since the 1980s, and was in fact the inaugural director and founder of the Centre for Film and Media Studies. Leslie, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You've chosen really two of my favorite artists, so I hope I can come along and hear some of the talks. But let's share with our listeners what you're going to be talking about without giving too much away. The talks cover the issue of poetry, performance, and pilgrimage, the works of Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan. What are you going to be touching on?
Well, you know, I was trying to find a way of linking them without leading into any of those kind of insidious comparisons, because they are so radically different. But I did think not only does it alliterate, but poetry, performance, and pilgrimage are areas that that unite them in all sorts of interesting ways. I mean, on the poetry front, firstly, Dylan getting the Nobel Prize for Literature immediately threw up the issue around the lyrics, and he was getting that award for these extraordinary lyrics that he's been writing for decades, and took people into the whole realm of thinking about how poetry starts off as song anyway, you know, in very, very early days. That's where poetry emerges, from singing, from the oral tradition. And then the nice thing was discovering in my research that, of course, not too long ago, Leonard Cohen was one of the first recipients of the Penn New England Award for Song Lyrics. In fact, he shared the award with Chuck Berry, which I thought was really cool.
That's quite a juxtaposition, yeah.
Yeah, so that was great. And Salman Rushdie actually presented the award to Leonard Cohen, and had this wonderful thing to say. He quoted the lines from Like a Bird on the Wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I've tried in my way to be free, and then said, well, if I could write like that, I would. So I think a general consensus amongst many, many people that that these are men who are very gifted in terms of creating poetry. But of course, the voice is very important as well. Listening to the poems being sung is absolutely crucial.
I'm amazed at how much time and thought and effort went into some of these songs, because I think often people think of songwriters as churning them out, or maybe puzzling over a week or so over lyrics. But I mean, reading the background to Anthem, which is one of my favorite Leonard Cohen songs, he spent something like 10 years working on that piece. And he sort of, I read an interview in which he said, there's not a line in it that I could not defend. There is not a line in that whole album that I could not defend. But in this song, it particularly, I delayed its birth for too long because it just didn't feel right. He literally sat for 10 years working and reworking and playing around. And I mean, the end result is a thing of such beauty, and it is so moving that you go, well, you know, if we had to wait 10 years, it was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait, and it gets quoted so often. I mean, one of the books that I've been reading just points out how he's drawing on the whole Kabbalistic and Jewish tradition with the philosophy that everything, you know, there's a ray of light. Even if there's a crack, that's how the light gets in, which is just beautiful. But that was Leonard Cohen's mode of writing. It did take him a long time, and Hallelujah is a very famous example, which, according to his biographer, took him 5 years to write. And he started off by writing about 80 verses, and then he gradually whittled it down, and that was his preferred mode. He would write and write and write and write, and then fine-tune and hone and perfect, and think through and meditate and eventually crystallize the song as he wanted to communicate it. I mean, Bob Dylan is completely different, you know. I mean, Bob Dylan is so prolific, and there are these wonderful stories told about fellow musicians sitting in the studio with him and just watching open-mouthed as he would produce the most extraordinary song almost off the cuff. And Cohen is really very warm about Dylan's mode of writing. He says, you know, this is how he does it. He's really good at it. It's not how I do it. I do it differently. So it's just two very different modes of production.
Did the two know each other? Did they meet? Were they friends? Do you know much about that? Yeah.
Yes. No, it's been lovely finding out how warm they were towards each other. Immense mutual respect. And one of the things I'll talk a bit about tomorrow is how Dylan was, in fact, one of the very first, if not the first person, to cover Hallelujah. Cohen shared the song with him when they were at a restaurant in Paris. And Bob Dylan just loved the song, thought it was absolutely superb. And that led to a very famous anecdote about Bob asking Leonard, how long did it take you to write? And Leonard didn't want to let on that it took him so long, so he said a few years. And how long did it take you to write I and I, he asked Bob. I and I is a wonderful song of the Infidels album. And Dylan said, oh, 15 minutes. But wow. No, they got on really well, and in fact, when Leonard Cohen won this Penn Award, the Penn New England Award, there was a message from Bob Dylan congratulating him, calling Chuck Berry the Shakespeare of rock and roll, and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen the Kafka of the blues.
Oh wow, what a wonderful statement!
It's rather nice. Yeah,
it strikes me that maybe Bob Dylan took a leaf out of Leonard Cohen's book in taking so long to write his Nobel Prize acceptance speech.
Well, you know, I'm fascinated by that speech, and I think the thing is, my brother was saying that he found it so interesting listening to Bob reading the speech, because there's a mesmerizing quality just listening to the way he speaks, the way he intones, the kinds of nuances his voice gives to the words, and it's really, which is why listening to him sing is so fascinating, even if you can't hear all the words, you know, just the way in which he turns his voice to a particular kind of meaning is fascinating.
Leslie, one of the words in the title of your talks, Poetry, Performance and Pilgrimage, we haven't really touched on. Talk to me about the pilgrimage element.
Well, you know, this is, I find immensely interesting. I think both men are deeply rooted in their Jewish culture. Leonard Cohen especially, I mean, repeatedly in interviews he talks about how much it meant to him to grow up in a very, almost an Orthodox culture in Montreal. He often says Jewish Hebrew phrases. He's come into his interviews quite frequently. He's very much aware that Cohen me is of a priestly ordination, so he espouses that kind of priestly quality. And of course, his own religious pilgrimage was fascinating. You know, moving into Buddhism in the 90s, going up to Mount Baldy and going into complete retreat, being ordained as a Buddhist monk, and then coming out and finding this wonderful synthesis between his Jewish tradition and the Buddhism. But of course, he's also what, you know, one critic calls the soldier of the heart. I mean, there's a pilgrimage that's also very erotic in Cohen. So pilgrimage takes on different kinds of secular and profane terms or qualities. As well as spiritual. And of course, we all know that Dylan just experimented with everything, you know. In fact, I came to listen to him much more fully in the 80s, and that was when he'd gone through his born again period, and in fact produced really fantastic albums. People were a bit flummoxed at the time, but I think listening to them now, there's some really, really powerful music there. But then moving out of that, and I understand he's currently very interested in Chabad Lubavitch and those kinds of quite mystical dimensions of Judaism, So for him too, I mean, there's a both a sort of an erotic pilgrimage and a spiritual pilgrimage that I find very interesting.
Leslie, I wish I could carry on talking to you for another hour or more. It's such a fascinating conversation. But at the same time, I don't want to steal too much away from your lectures, and we must make time to play some of the music. So, in closing, won't you tell our listeners who would like to come along and hear your talks as part of UCT Winter School where and when they need to be?
Oh, okay. Well, the lecture tomorrow is on Leonard Cohen, and it will take place from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the morning in the Kramer Building on Middle Campus in Lecture Theatre 1. And I'm going to be talking about Bob Dylan on Saturday the 12th. That'll be the following Saturday, also from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the same venue.
I hope they're really well attended. It sounds like they really deserve to be, Professor Leslie Box.
Nuala's given me 2 hours, and I've actually got 2 hours worth of clips, so I might just have a little film festival or something like that.
I can't imagine what process you must have got through to whittle down to those clips, given the wealth of material available to you. But a huge process. Professor Marks, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been wonderful chatting to you, and I really hope those events are well supported.
Thanks, Pippa. Thank you.
Professor Leslie Marks of UCT. What a fascinating conversation. And if you'd like to hear it continue, please do go and attend one of her two lectures. Leonard Cohen up tomorrow morning, Bob Dylan on Saturday the 12th of August. Well, I'm going to start by playing the Leonard Cohen song that is one of my favorites and that she spoke about there. Anthem, which was released in 1992 on the album The Future, which is probably the album that really first got me stuck into Leonard Cohen. Let's take a listen.